back to Anything Goes, episode 8. Today we've got the Willis brothers joining us. You right, guys?
Hello. Hello. How are we?
Yeah, really good, thanks. How are you two?
Yeah, not too bad.
They got nervous now, haven't they? Giving it the big licks before, now
they're like the energy we were bringing.
They're a bit shaky.
They've seen the red light.
They've just threatened to walk out on us.
So. Never, this is Anything Goes. Tom and Josh are always here together.
They never give up.
Lads, how are we? Tom, injured at the moment, are you?
Yeah, a little bit. Back in training next week. Had a bit of a groin niggle, but yeah, nearly there.
Good lad. Jack, how are you doing, mate? How's the body holding up?
Not too bad, thanks, mate. A little bit sore, but yeah, it's quite physical at the weekend, so still recovering, but not too bad.
Oh, you all right?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah.
Physical. Yeah. John Boyd?
So obviously, new year, Christmas. How was it? How was it at the Willis household?
It was good fun. Yeah, it was just the five of us this year for Christmas dinner, which was a rarity. Normally have our grandparents and a few aunts and uncles over, but yeah.
We had a big Christmas quiz in the evening, which led to a few dramas. I think it's a bit corrupt, to be honest.
As always, Jack came last.
We were half a point off, and someone on my team, I'm not going to name and shame him, but he wrote Sean McConnery instead of Sean Connery.
That was the point.
Sean McConnery. And I read it and was like, yes, you've got that nailed back. Because just in my head, I was like, yeah, Sean McConnery, what a man.
So it finished, the scores of three teams of four. The scores finished 98, 98, 97.5.
And I was trying to argue then the Sean McConnery thing.
So we had a tiebreaker, and tiebreaker question was
Sean McConnery.
How fine miles is it from the Earth to the Moon? Yeah, so we'll have you two have a go at that.
Yeah. So you can get closer. It's closest to.
Bash, you go first.
1,200
miles.
1,201 miles.
238,000.
So, Cruiser, you win. You're the closest. But yeah. I guess seven million. I had no clue with the
scale.
He's
got to another universe.
Yeah. Did no one get it?
They won. They went 30,000 miles, so closest to they won. Absolutely robbed.
So go on, what was it? What is it?
So it is 238,000 miles.
Roughly. That's not.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's where you spot. Back yourself.
We measured it.
Back yourself.
Measured it.
With a tape measure, just like that. It didn't bend. It didn't break it the whole way there.
New Year, any crack?
Yeah, it was good fun. Around Thomas Young's, a nice little evening. Had a little bit of a quiz there as well, won that, so...
I'm going to assume that Thomas didn't write that quiz.
He didn't, it was Alex Reader.
Oh. So,
yeah, we had a bit of drama on that as well.
Go on.
Sean McConnery.
He keeps sneaking around, you know, you got to watch out for him.
He'll get you, he will.
The Youngs didn't really know their music too well. There was one question, so it was me. Mr. Brightside came on, everyone's like, oh, right, band it down. And they both sat there like, oh, what's going on? Don't know. So they've written down, we've all swapped answers at the end. They've written, Mr. Rightside, by Kings of Leon.
Who was that?
Thomas and Emma.
They're just used to Tom Jones, aren't they? Like, yeah, sex bomb, yeah, put it on that
Thomas
one.
Thomas just kept saying bread of heaven, so.
Well, so obviously into the new year, any New Year's resolutions for you both? Anything?
Well, he's got a few. Got a Fitbit for Christmas.
Wow, so other brands are available.
Other brands are available. I've been tracking my calories since Christmas, tracking my sleep, trying to get a bit healthier, trying to strip down all the Christmas weight I put on.
Well, we're 8 days in. How's it going?
It's tough, but I'm going through it.
What's your targets? Are you doing steps?
Yeah.
Go on.
Target around 10,000, 15,000 a day.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah, it varies.
Have you got any?
To try and read a little bit before bed.
I have to teach him how to read that night.
Is that big chip and kipper and magic key?
We walked him through, I said, come on, you do a chapter a night.
He's actually not wrong. So I've just finished chapter one of Paul O'Connell's autobiography. So.
Oh my God.
Shout out to Paul O'Connell.
No.
Has he mentioned lineouts yet?
Not yet. No, he's talking about swimming, actually. So.
Yeah.
Should we move on from that? Sure.
Any for you, Cruzy?
No, I think as it's been...
Get some sleep?
Yeah, get some kip, I think, mate, because the new arrivals just before Christmas, so just trying to get into routine with them, mate, looking after the family as well as possible, mate. That's about it, really. Pretty boring. What about yourself?
I'm trying to... I was going to go Veganuary, but I thought that was a bit aggressive for myself, so I'm trying to have 3 or 4 vegan meals a week. I want to increase my veg intake, so I thought it was a good way of doing it. So.
And you've gone straight vegan, not meat halfway.
Well, no. Yeah. So I have meat. So it'll just be like 3 or 4 meals during the week. They'll be completely vegan.
Vegan, fake vegan.
Yeah. So you're not one of that that turns up to the club vegan and then goes home and eats.
No.
And Abby cooks everything for you.
So if Abby cooks it vegan, yeah, we'll have it, but not good for me.
No, I'm doing it at home. So trying that, which I feel good at the minute. So
you look good.
Thank you.
He always looks good, doesn't he, Tom? Hey, that's good from you, Jack. You know, no.
What?
Do I think he looks good?
He always looks good.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Yeah, you've just copied what Tom's
New Year, New Year, New Me, and all that. Yeah. But
so yeah, moving on. You two, right, and saying you live together, don't you?
That's correct.
So you live. It's Tim's house.
My house.
You and Megan live with Tim.
Yeah, yeah.
So how's that feel to have your younger brother owning the house? As an older brother,
This is this morning. So just to clarify that, I own the house. Edit. So I've gone into, I broke the shower in our ensuite, so I have to use the main bathroom. So I've gone in the main bathroom this morning to have a wee and get the day started with the shower.
You wee in the shower?
No, have a wee and then go to the shower. But I was still a bit sleepy, so I just had a sat down wee. And I'm Let me jump in.
Sit-down wee's all the way.
He sets his alarm 15
minutes before me.
Because I
want to
win the day.
So he's gone, sat in the toilet, right next to my room, and he's blaring videos out loud. Yeah. Wakes me up 4 minutes before my alarm. So I check the time. I'm like, my alarm's going off in 2 minutes. So 2 or 4 minutes.
I'm trying to start the day.
What have you just done? Because that's ruined my whole routine. I want to wake up at 7.
Yeah. So I'm trying to start the day with positive vibes, ready to get in the shower. And he's coming, you're waking me up 3 minutes before my alarm.
Very good impression.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. He's like, and then he's tried to jump in the shower before me. He's just so
my
negative.
Shower. My shower.
Like, get out. I pay rent for that space. And he was like, this is my bathroom. I'm like,
question.
Immense.
So he's tried to get in the shower.
He's grabbed
you're
all
having a wee. So you've got your pants on. He's naked. So basically what you're telling me is just ended up in a naked wrestling
room. Naked wrestling. That's generally how we start
and
the day.
And then I had to wash it. And then, yeah, we were ready for the day.
So we end up having a bath together.
Yeah. What I'm hearing here is that there's so there's Jackal Club at 7 o'clock.
6:45, you weren't ready, so...
So you have a wrestle for the shower in the morning.
Wrestle for the shower.
I just gave it out, I left him to it. Went down, made a cup of tea. Yeah. So tried to calm down a bit because he ruined the start of my day.
So on that topic of the house, someone told me it was an incident with a broken cupboard.
Ah, broken drawer.
Broken drawer. Do you want to expand on that story?
So, Jack, you want to start?
Well, you're going to jump in if I start, so you might as well just say the piece. There's a list of things he's broken.
Jack had recently varnished.
That's not the cupboard, that's the other thing you did wrong.
What's the cupboard?
The cupboard you broke on our TV stand.
That is the one, it's a drawer, mate.
Yeah, but you spilled the varnish a second time.
I'll go for the varnish. It's a drawer, not a cupboard, just to clarify. Ethan recently varnished, big old pot of varnish on top of like the unit, lid left off, for no idea why. I've gone in to get a piss through, mate, a bit of time to myself. For once, I'm allowed downstairs, so Jack and Megan weren't in. They're very strict parents.
Oh, it's
so.
In the prison, isn't it? Sorry.
Open the drawer, varnish falls into the drawer, over the PS4, over the controllers, on the floor.
And then there's a trail of where he's tried to carry it outside, he's just dripped it all along the floor.
So I tried to stop it. And he absolutely rinses me for it. And I'm like, you've left.
I come home, the floor shiny. I was like, what have you done? You varnished the whole thing.
He's had a couple of drops.
Yeah. Like, that's it. I've varnished the whole thing. And he's angry at me.
Next thing you know, he's got his trowel out. Like, I've done hell of a job here. Look at it.
Yeah. Getting the angle, taking pictures.
All I wanted was a bit of. But him to take a little bit of the blame because he said it's all my fault, which it wasn't.
Mate, you've knocked it over.
And then secondly, if he left the lid on, it wouldn't have happened. You know those like pots of varnish you've got to like seal the lid in? So the lid was in and it was like half sealed in, but it wasn't like locked in. And he claims that to be the lid is off the tin. He's must have thrown it against the wall. He's gone, oh no. But if you just do a bit more, that's what I said, just take care with things you do. Just a little bit more gentle around the place. But he's moving out in here anyway. So
yes, I'm sick of it. He's very petty, little things. As soon as one thing goes wrong, he's then on my case. Yeah. So we're putting stuff in the dishwasher the other day.
Apparently, I dropped the fork in from too high into the drawer. That's the stuff he picks up on. It's embarrassing.
But so this is in the trailer. The space of 3 days, he's knocked the varnish everywhere, and ripped the cupboard door off the TV.
Oh, actually, I'd also driven into the gate and broke the electric gate.
I
put my hands up for that one.
And he's there like, some of this is your fault. I was like, and then I've walked over. He's doing the dishwasher. I was like, which is an absolute shock anyway. And he's dropping the cutlery from up here. It's like, that's why things get broken, because you're just careless.
And just for the listeners here, Jack is doing lots of hand movements and forgets it's actually a podcast. Yeah.
Will and Tim's there like that. LeBron, put me down for two.
And obviously doing a bit of varnish and stuff like that. You're both into getting a trade as well, am I right?
We are.
Do you want to expand on that one?
Becoming plumbers. We're training for our level two diploma.
Doing that together then?
We are.
Yeah, shout out to Warwickshire College Group. They've sorted us out with that.
How's that going?
Big Nigel and Lou doing a great job.
Yeah, Tom's a little bit behind. I've finished first half of the practical projects, but Tom, do you want to discuss what level you're on?
Well, listen to Jack, you know he's not the humble brother. Very, very, very full of himself. I've been taking it slow and steady, so I actually learned the techniques. Jack's just keen on finishing his tasks.
You got tip boxes there, dude. Yeah, I'll put up a radiator next week, so that'd be good fun.
In your house?
No, they've got little areas where you've got like fake walls and stuff, okay. And you just put it up, and so I'll give that a go.
Have you managed to try anything that you've learned at the course at home yet? Or?
We haven't. We looked under a sink the other day and pointed out a couple of things. That's about it.
Yeah, that's broke.
That's a pipe.
That's a U-bed.
Yeah. No, I want to attempt to replace a tap, because we've got a tap at the moment that sprays at all angles. So.
Oh, I guess that's Tim's fault.
Yeah, that's why I wrote that apparently.
Probably going to replace that, but I'm going to just build in the confidence over the next few weeks.
What's your company name going to be when you both graduate together?
Willis Waterworks.
Sounds like we piss on people, really.
That as well.
Yeah, that
works.
Yeah.
We'll
that's by nine. Yeah. No, it'll probably just be Jack and Co.
Nice. I'll take my business, it's fine.
Jack and brothers.
Willis. Two more years, I reckon we'll be done with each other.
You're right there, Tom. I think there's been a couple of moments where the humble Jack Willis that we all thought we knew.
Oh, wow, I know. It comes out the truth.
Yeah, it does, really does. Joke, wow, interesting.
So, obviously, I've been calling Tom Tim, and Cruzy's been being polite and calling him Tom. Should we go on to... Do you want to explain why some boys call you Tim and other boys call you Tom? So, I think it's gone that far for me now. I see you as a Tim, which is...
I think a lot of boys do. So basically, James Haskell, in my first year, thought it would be funny to pretend not to know my name. Either he didn't know my name or he was pretending. That's what he told Jack. I think he was sat down on the sofa. I walked past him. He's like, oh, Tim, can you give me a hand up? He was waiting for me to correct him, and I didn't. So I kept my head down, and I was like, I'm not going to call him out. And from then on, I think it was Tim Wallace he called me instead of Tom Wallace. And then, it spread around to all the lads. I thought it was going to wear off after a few weeks, and it's now been nearly 3 years. That's still getting it. We've actually got a player called Tim Cardell now. So I was hoping once he came in, I was hoping I'd lose the nickname.
But everyone started calling him Tom.
Just didn't happen.
He called us Tim and Jeff Wallace.
I think the lads who have a bit of respect for me, they call me Tom, but the rest...
Chucking it back at you, there is someone else in the room who gets called something that he doesn't like being called quite a lot. Don't you, Cruzy? Do you want to admit to that?
Yeah. Go on.
What, Westy?
Tom West. Oh. Yeah.
The twins.
The twins, yeah. Up on the video, every single week you seem to get called out. I know you don't like it.
No, so
let's discuss.
It.
Oh, really?
No, Westy, good player. Yeah, happy to be compared to Westy.
Well, it's not about
first premiership start last weekend.
Shout out.
Brilliant, doing really well. Well done, Tom.
But it's not about how he is as a player.
He's cheering himself.
Because the first time you did it, you put your head down. It didn't seem like you were happy with it.
I was just that ecstatic. I was like, head down, like, yes.
Humble is what it is. Yeah. We didn't want to make a big scene.
I think we look a bit like the Mitchell brothers, don't we? Which is unfortunate.
Which one are you?
Well, he's a little bit gingery, isn't he? So he's Phil. And I'm Grant. And I double up with Ross Kemp on Gangs as well. So
your dancing's good as well, isn't it, you two?
Yeah, mate, really good. Class. So another thing that we've brought into the club recently this year, which Josh is not a big fan of, is sticker club.
Oh my God, don't get me started on that.
I'll let Jack start on that.
I was tempted to bring some stickers for you, but Launchers told me not to.
Honestly, if you had brought them stickers, I'd have burned them.
So
that sounds like jealousy to me.
It's not at all. I can't believe how fun you lads find it.
We're reliving our childhoods.
Yeah, but you can buy the stickers now. The whole point of the childhood is like you had to be like, oh, like, yeah, you know, I've got to save up.
We swap. We make our swaps.
Yeah, you've got buy them to have swaps.
Should we explain?
I'm going to jump in here because I also bought the book. It was in December. I went for about a week and a half and I was like, I don't see the point.
He hasn't got the funds.
I'm wasting my money.
You haven't got the funds for it. That's what it is. You're not committed to it.
Humble. Partly that.
Yeah, because you're
humble and
you're charging him extortionate rent.
My rent's a joke, so I can't afford Snickers, so I gave up.
Yeah, that's a lie.
But I don't miss it, I'll be honest.
What I don't get is once you've got all the stickers, what are you doing with that
you've
book?
You've got a full book.
You've got a full book.
Your book's full.
And it's bragging rights as well.
What are you doing with it?
Cruzy's gone mad with it. Like, he's not spending any money on the twins at the moment. He's buying 20 packs of stickers a day.
He can recycle nappies these days.
Yeah, you're not addiction. Wrong. But it's him and Ben Harris have taken it to another level. I enjoy it. It's a good bit of fun. But these two, there's a lot of. Also. It's actually, Cruzy's a very positive guy, and most of the time we tell you. The other day, he was so miserable, I didn't know what was going on. It turns out Youngie had hidden his book. And he's going around, and he's like, who's in my book? Have you hidden it? I'm like, what? I haven't touched your book. And he's literally going around accusing everyone. And then as Dom pulls it down from the thing, he just literally sat down, didn't even look at Thomas, just got the book and just put it back on the side of him, just checking each of the pages to see if anything had taken.
Yeah, well,
he's obsessed.
How obsessed you lads are, it makes me want to go around and sabotage your books.
Well, that's the streak in your life.
That is nasty.
Like, draw a little moustache on, like, stuff like Harry Kane with some glasses. Just like little things.
Launchers book's a mess, isn't it? He's put. See, the order it goes is like goalkeeper, and then it goes into the team. And Launchers put goalkeeper, then got excited with two stickers he got, so put the defender next to the goalie, and then has gone defender, goalkeeper, and it's just. It's just not right.
Go a bit too, into too much detail.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
anyone else bored. Yeah, we'll move
goalkeeper, goalkeeper, defender, midfielder. Yeah.
Well, Launchers took his book home, and because he was home with his little one, Blythe wanted to put some stickers in herself. So she messed his book up. So what he does now is he parks at the end of his road. Puts them in before he gets home.
She's like, any stickers?
I think that's just an excuse for Launchers. Yeah. He just can't put them in right. Yeah.
Blythe put his one in again. Big sausage fingers, doesn't he? On the topic of football, talk about those books. With your accents, it's quite obvious who you support, isn't it? So, Liverpool fans.
Yeah, what do you mean, mate? Liverpool
this season.
So the City, the Man City shirts have gone to the back of the wardrobe, I've laid, and you got your Liverpool shirts out.
Oh, wow. We'd never touch that.
The only other shirt I've worn was
he's a plastic fan.
An Arsenal shirt. My uncle was a big Arsenal fan. My dad's always been a Liverpool fan. And And he took me to Highbury to watch an Arsenal game, bought me a scarf, bought me a shirt, bought me the lot. And I was like, right, that's it. Bloody love him. Thierry Henry at the time. To be fair, you can see why Thierry Henry, that's a big draw. Glorious. He left, and I was like, right, there's no one drawing me to that team anymore.
So that's what he's like.
So I went across to Stevie G, and I've been there ever since.
So you were a Thierry Henry fan, really?
Pretty much, yeah.
He got involved. As soon as Liverpool started doing well, he got involved. So I've been watching him through the group. He nearly went to administration, 2011, 2012. Roy Hodgson.
Quick question, have you ever been to Anfield, Tom?
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I just invite you, mate. Watched him all the way through, battling through mid-table. It was tough times, but we've come through, pulled through. Jurgen Klopp's done a great job for us. And
I think cheers, Jeff.
We're going to reach the top once again.
Back to the studio.
Cheers, Cabin.
Yeah, that is Chris Kamara, isn't it?
He's a tough cookie, he'll carry on.
The thing is, I thought Willis was going to say, yeah, I went to Highbury to watch Liverpool. I was like, oh, yeah.
You boys not closer to Reading?
I had a Reading season ticket. It's when they're in the Premier League, and I only bought it that year so that I could watch Liverpool play. And I spent the whole time shouting at Luis Suarez in the warm up.
Oh, genuinely.
And I got a smile and a wave, so take that.
Is that real Liverpool?
And a bite, or?
No. And then he left about 6 months later. So
you two are struggling in the Fantasy League, aren't you, as well?
Struggling. I wouldn't put me in the same category as him.
No.
I'm 13 points off 8th. I'm 15th at the moment, so I don't know, Jack's about 24th, I think.
22nd, yeah, but look, it's a long season, isn't it? It's a lot of games to go.
Jack, you're behind people that don't do it anymore.
Yeah, because of where I started. I wanted, like I just said to you, everyone loves an underdog. When at the end of the year, I'm stood there with a trophy, you're all going to be like, how did he do that? But I'm just chipping away 25 points over the average every week, and I'm just chipping away.
Is it because you're spending too much time on your stickers?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Until we did a bit of research to look at where you were in the league, I forgot you were doing it. Genuine.
I'm actually below Izzy at the moment. I'm pretty sure she stopped. She did it one week one, and I think she stopped straight after that. So, yeah, it's not been great.
That's one of the female physios, just to let you all know, who did it for the first week and hasn't changed her team since. Jack's below her, so that's good.
Well, I tried, yeah. I'm not going to get into it.
How do you transition into that?
I don't know. So basically, Jack, we've heard in the showers that you've got a spotty ass.
Yeah, I'm moving on.
Oh, this is just
you know, something that we've asked the lads for questions and statements about.
That's not a question. So we've heard you've got a spotty ass.
Where's the question there? You've got a spotty ass. Okay, yeah. Well, I hate to admit it. Yeah, I think it's true. You know, you've got that,
spotty
arse, bring
that up.
That's
what he's saying.
He's
like, which one of these do you
want to do? How do we transition to that? So, fantasy football, spotty bum. Yeah, lovely.
My notes literally go like, Jack Lewis, Tom Willis, both do a plumbing course, sticker club, broken cupboard,
spotty
bum. Liverpool fans, Jack spotty arse.
It's a genetic thing. My dad had it.
I didn't have it, but...
Oh, you've chucked your dad under the bus.
Yeah, his is lovely now. That one.
Once you get out of your 20s.
Honestly, yeah, it's gorgeous. Great bum.
Tom, you got a spotty bum or not?
Now and then, little ones. But, I'm not covered in them like Jack.
we'll move on from there. Yes, obviously, please. Jack, you've had your hair cut for a podcast, which is, you know, we want to look good, you know.
Yeah.
Look good, there podcast is good, is what they say. But apparently there's a vicious rumour that you took in a picture of a famous footballer and asked for that haircut. Would you like to explain this story?
Yeah, look, so... Oh, I don't know where to start with this. It's not really. Yeah, look, I went in and Googled on Pinterest. I was like, I wanted a short trim. So I looked at some buzz cuts, but I didn't want to go the same grade all over. So I was like, skin fade into grade two on top. And then came up on Pinterest, a few pictures, but then one of Eden Hazard. I was like, right, that's the one.
He looks great.
I was like, Eden Hazard's looking good, but he has got a better beard than I don't really have.
And he's better looking.
Oh, nice, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. Thank you, right? And yeah, so I went in and was like, my hairdresser Paddy's good lad. I was like, can you do this for me, please? Can you do this? And he gave me exactly what I asked for, but unfortunately, he didn't sort the face out, so that's trouble.
You haven't made me look like that.
Yeah, so you had to give me a beard and sort my face
Where's
out.
Where's the Chelsea? Yeah, he don't play Chelsea, does he?
Madrid,
but he did have Chelsea on, didn't he?
You want the outtake now, but it's not worth
it. Let's keep that in.
Yeah, keep that in.
I'm happy with that. Yeah. Who's higher in the fantasy league?
Anything Goes United, your team, isn't it?
Exactly.
Shout out to Anything Goes, our own podcast. Yeah. Should we have a look at some questions that we got?
Yeah, we got some questions. We obviously put it out on Twitter this week and we've had some responses.
I don't think they're going to be much of a surprise because they were tagged in the tweet, weren't they?
Yeah.
Let's have a look here. What have we got? We had one from a G. Edgson straight away. Saying, this one's for you, Jack. It says, is it true you've got the smallest forehead in the Premiership?
It's not actually been measured. I don't think there's like there's someone gone around and measured all the foreheads, but I think I'd definitely be up there. Yeah.
Do we not do that on our media day?
Yeah.
Who is Barry Shuckle and who is Paul Shuckle?
Who do you want to pick?
I can't really tell the difference between the two. I couldn't picture him right now, so...
I'll be Barry.
I'll be Paul.
And that was from George so Hemingway. Who preferred... This is from Joe. I don't think he's got any more on his Twitter. He said, who prefers chopping pints of milk?
Joe Bat, that is.
Is it?
Yeah, shout out to Joe Bat.
Yeah, Jack loves milk, so I eat a little all the time.
We know the story that we told.
What's the story?
Your initiation in Wales?
Oh, that was initiation.
Wasn't really initiation, but... So I brought my little bro along, didn't I? Me and my mates had with Anthony Joshua fight, and we were like, right, if you're coming along, you've got to chop some pints, and so we did.
Pretty deserved to be there.
Yeah, Guinness, cider, lager, and then a pint of milk, and he held it down.
While wearing a big mask. and just in my pants.
But he did it and got it done, didn't he?
Nailed it.
Well done. Good.
Thank you.
Well, we can move on to our favourite part.
Should we go on to our favourite part? You know, it's... drum roll already, huh? So now we're getting into our favourite part of the podcast that obviously is worldwide renowned. It's about stupendous confectionaries.
Oh, yes.
See what I've done there? Been working, you know, new year, new vocabulary.
Yeah, good on you. I like that.
So, obviously, because we've got two Willis brothers this week, we're actually going to go head-to-head with the sweets this week. Tim's looking very nervous.
I'm not nervous, I'm disappointed.
Jack's looking confident.
Jack's looking very confident. Yeah. So, can the Willis brothers reveal your sweets? Wow, we have had one of these before.
Yeah, so I'll tell you the story.
Angry.
I said to Jack, he went to Morrison's for me. I said,
oh, helping him out.
Yeah. Cheers, Jack.
Other supermarkets are available.
Stitch me up, depends on what you want to look at it. I said, they said yesterday, we're not out of straws, so someone's brought them in. What's he buying me? Packet straws. So I'm disappointed.
Hobnobs go on, biscuits go under confectionery.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, this is the grey area because Josh, the game originally was reveal your sweets, and Josh is
I read a dictionary.
Yeah, he's worked hard on his vocab skills and changed it to confectionery. I reckon biscuits probably do fall under confectionery, don't they?
So when I went up to you earlier and was like, look, I've got a slightly different twist. Can I bring in hobnobs, my favourite biscuit?
I said
you have no biscuits, and now you're saying we're allowed biscuits.
Yes.
Well, luckily I brought.
Well, lads, all right. Should we open them up and have a little taste? So we'll take one of each.
Fizzy strawberry straws.
Should we start with the straws first?
Yeah, let's start with the straws, and then we'll go from there. So, well, I mean, looks wise, wow. I mean, you know. Did we say you could eat it? Yeah, this happens every week.
What's he doing?
It?
It's embarrassing. I'm just waiting for my turn.
Tom Willis, the more humble brother, wasn't eating one, was he?
You know, the only thing I'd say about a sugary Lace is that the sugar does get everywhere, doesn't it? It's a little bit messy, which is quite enjoyable. But you know,
until you have to tidy it up.
Until you have to tidy it up.
If you just blow it off.
Oh, so someone else has to hook up.
Yeah,
so now Tom has to clean that.
Yeah,
not humble again.
Not humble. Oh my goodness. Not painting yourself well.
So appearance, I would go a 7, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go with that.
Are we allowed to vote on this or not?
No.
No.
Okay.
You've already eaten yours.
They're
anyway,
your favourite sweet, so I assume they're a 10.
I didn't say they're my favourite. You dropped Hobnobs my favourite.
Oh my God, he's still going about the Hobnobs. Should we have a little bite?
Let's do it. Oh, delicious.
Yeah, delicious.
That's
A little bit tangy.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Mouth salivering.
It's real.
Strawberry flavour.
You also looked at the dictionary that
fast. Salivating. Is that a word?
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Oh, it's funny being dyslexic, isn't it?
Oh, oh, oh,
well done, Tom. Well done, Tom. Well done, Tom.
And also,
cut that out.
Yeah, I'll cut
that. No, and I think the sugar as well, this is where the sugar comes into its own now. It just wipes away that tanginess. Sweetness goes round the tongue. And then, well,
I couldn't agree more. That scores highly.
Yeah, I would say a 10.
I can't remember what we scored the strobes.
Yeah.
I think they were the highest, weren't they?
Yeah, they're the highest we've had from an actual
guest. I'm going to say they're better, taste-wise.
Well, sorry, Tim. And we'll leave the strobes. No, go on, there's some strawberries. See, they might complement each other very well. I'd like having a nice cheese with fine wine.
No.
You don't get the transition of flavour with the straw, whereas you've got sweet and sour.
Tom's not even trying his own sweets, okay?
I know what they taste like, they're my favourites.
Tom, try a sweet.
Okay, I'll have just the one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers for that.
Jack's eating his again. Yeah, well, we've had these before, haven't we? So, appearance, it looks like what it is, so I see what they've done there.
It's a great sweet.
Oh, I really like. For me, I'd say the actual flavour is nicer. But I think what the strawberry laces bring is that kind of tartness.
It's layered, isn't it?
Yes.
You've got the tanginess, a different kind of texture, and like we said, the sugar at the end just takes it all away.
So I think the lace has definitely got the full package, whereas the straw, that initial hit, but you don't get much more from it. It hasn't got much depth.
No. So, but very good at what it does.
Yes.
Very good at what it does.
So, unfortunately, Tom, Tim, Jack's the winner.
That's right. And my diet's out the window. As soon as I taste, as soon as I get a taste, I can't stop. I'll be straight in and buy more.
You can taste mine, mate.
Right, then, moving on to the penultimate game of the show. Penultimate part of the show.
Yes, there we go.
There's not another game, don't get too excited. The either or game. There's two guests today, obviously, so what we'll do is, because Jack kindly chucked his brother under the bus with the sweets...
That's been flipped, isn't it? Like, yeah. I bought him...
I'll take sweets. Buy it again,
moving on.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And he's too busy eating the straws now, so maybe there is
space.
Tim, will use you.
Yes.
Yeah, so are you happy with the rules? I'll basically, it's called the either or game. I'll give you two options, quick fire, and you have to choose one of the options.
Okay?
Yeah. So we'll go straight away, straight in. Under or armour?
Armour.
Soft or hard?
Soft.
Big or small?
Big.
Wood or metal?
Metal.
Table or chair?
Chair.
Shirt or tie?
Shirt.
Fingers or toes?
Toes.
Spotty or bum?
Bum.
Micro or phone?
Phone.
Fizzy or laces?
Fizzy.
Eden or Hazard?
Eden.
Weird or normal?
Normal.
Cruise or Bassett?
Cruise.
Oh! I reckon it's because you put Cruise first every time. Generally, if you put Bassett,
does that happen every week?
I'm like 4-1 down, and that's me being generous.
And the one was a draw.
The one was a draw, yeah. We've had a couple of knivers.
Yeah. Some people park the bus, and just sat on the fence, which I respect, but... You've always been my favourite brother, Tom, to be honest.
You've told me that before.
You can tell by the way this show has been.
It's because you've been calling him Tom and I've been calling him Tim.
Yeah. So that's how you betray yourself, mate.
Yeah.
That just reinforces why I call him Tim. So
I didn't think it was gonna stop anyway, so.
Were you ready for that or not?
No.
But you embraced it, but I still stepped up.
Yeah, you did stepped up and made a decision.
Yeah.
My favourite Bass.
My favourite was Eden or Hazard. Not Eden.
Yeah. I liked Spotty or Bum. What was your answer to that one?
Bum.
But no brainer, Bum.
That's why you don't Spotty.
I think is that about wrap us up?
Just a few things to mention. Obviously we've got the Friday Night Lights game coming up at the Rico, which is really exciting. First Friday night game. I know all the lads are absolutely buzzing about it.
Can't wait.
And want to make it a real big spectacle, and we're really excited. So be really good. If you haven't got your tickets yet, get your tickets. We want to see as many people down there as we can. You know, come straight from work, get the kids straight from school. Let's make it exciting, make it a great atmosphere. But I know the lads are definitely looking forward to it.
Great way to start your weekend, isn't it?
One hell of a way to start your weekend. And we'd like to give a big Any Stingo shout out to Henry Pennington. He's always at the games, always letting us know his feedback about the podcast and saying how much he enjoys it. And he asked for a shout out, and we thought, you know, for one of our avid listeners, thank you so much for listening. Please keep listening. But a big shout out to Henry. You know, keep giving us that feedback.
Cheers, Henry. Finally, boys, just a big thank you for coming on. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I loved it. It's been a bit sort of targeted towards me, the abuse, but... I've enjoyed it. Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, playing the victim.
He's got too many straws stuck in his sweet. I can't. You have to clear that off.
I knew
the audio.
Targeted,
I think you've handled it pretty well, mate. To be honest.
I mean, we can go about the spotty bum again if we want.
Well, as soon as you went to spotty bum, you're not going to be able to share this now. I was going to go. Well, let's talk about. Because it was good fun, I was like, right, I'll play along.
That's fine, you could have gone there.
Yeah, but...
Just one more thing for the listeners as well. Let's make sure we keep sharing the sting, you know, get that trending on Twitter, get as many people listening as we can. Jack and Tom are going to listen to it for the first time, I reckon.
No, I've listened to all of them.
Who are all our guests been then?
Joe Launchbury, Diane, Alex Reader, Brad Shields, Dobby, Pudsey,
Ashley and Dran.
for the World Cup special. Thank you.
Testing them. Well done. They passed.
That could be. That could be a question for your next podcast.
Yeah.
Who met in order? Who have been the last? Everyone who's been on the podcast.
All right then.
That's a good idea.
Who's running this podcast?
Yeah. It's here. He'll be presenting next week.
Let's interview you. Is it?
Yeah.
How about we interview you?
No, like Cruzy said, thank you so much for coming and, you know, joining us. I know it's hard going head to head as brothers.
No, I feel like I came out on top, so that's right.
But no, thank you very much. And just remember, any sting goes.